Task 2. Listen to the recording and for questions 1 to 6, choose the best option, A, B or C, according to what you hear. Indicate your answer in the box provided. You now have some time to read the questions.
Twenty-three minutes to 7. There's fog out there. A lot of it is causing chaos. Bob Sinkinson is at Heathrow Airport. No BA domestic flights at all, Bob.
180 flights cancelled so far today. That's all the domestic flights. Some European flights are disrupted. Maybe some international too, and Gatwick may also suffer delays. It's all because of this thick fog, which is not only affecting London. I've just travelled down from the Midlands, and it was thick fog from south of Birmingham right the way through down to London, and it's particularly bad here at Heathrow. You can't see the aircraft taking off at all, and for that reason, obviously, it's going to cause a lot of frustration for the many people who are, some have been stranded overnight here and are waiting coaches to get away from the airport.
God, it must be dreadful at Heathrow.
Well, it is. I mean, 20,000 people are due to pass through the airport today, but many were stranded last night. The hotels are full. They've been given blankets. They've been made warm and comfortable, but it's been a very frustrating night. And the difficulty is, of course, they just do not know quite how they're going to get to their various destinations.
Well, exactly, because they can't take off till the fog clears, or even the fog clears.
Well, of course, that could take some time, as you know. If the fog does lift, then many aircraft may be in the wrong location. So alternative transport, train or coaches will have to be provided to ensure that they do get away.
Right, but what about the continent, the near continent? Presumably there's fog there as well.
Well, over the rest of Europe, you better talk to the weatherman about that.
Yeah,
I can tell you that any disruption to the European service here, of course, has a knock-on effect in Europe, and there could be delays and difficulties in Europe. But certainly Heathrow in Britain is the worst affected airport. And it may well be, of course, that other airports where the fog is particularly bad may also be affected and there'll be disruptions as the day progresses.
Bob, thanks for the moment. 23 minutes to 7. There's fog out there. A lot of it is causing chaos. Bob Sinkinson is at Heathrow Airport. No BA domestic flights at all, Bob.
180 flights cancelled so far today. That's all the domestic flights. Some European flights are disrupted. Maybe some international too, and Gatwick may also suffer delays. It's all because of this thick fog, which is not only affecting London. I've just travelled down from the Midlands, and it was thick fog from south of Birmingham right the way through down to London, and it's particularly bad here at Heathrow. You can't see the aircraft taking off at all, and for that reason, obviously, it's going to cause a lot of frustration for the many people who are... Some have been stranded overnight here and are waiting coaches to get away from the airport.
God, it must be dreadful at Heathrow.
Well, it is. I mean, 20,000 people are due to pass through the airport today, but many were stranded last night. The hotels are full. They've been given blankets. They've been made warm and comfortable, but it's been a very frustrating night. And the difficulty is, of course, they just do not know quite how they're going to get to their various destinations.
Well, exactly, because they can't take off till the fog clears, or even the fog clears.
Well, of course, that could take some time, as you know. If the fog does lift, then many aircraft may be in the wrong location. So alternative transport, train or coaches will have to be provided to ensure that they do get away.
Right, but what about the continent, the near continent? Presumably there's fog there as well.
Well, over the rest of Europe, you better talk to the weatherman about that.
Yeah,
I can tell you that any disruption to the European service here, of course, has a knock-on effect in Europe, and there could be delays and difficulties in Europe. But certainly Heathrow in Britain is the worst affected airport. And it may well be, of course, that other airports where the fog is particularly bad may also be affected and there'll be disruptions as the day progresses.
Bob, thanks for the moment.
That is the end of task 2. You now have 1 minute to check your answers.